Welcome to Your Health Podcast with Dr. Aniket Barnaby. Of lately, I have been out of recording the podcasts and I had a long break with reconsidering the way I was operating as I now commit to be consistent and accountable with my work further. I had a thought of how my 10th episode should be. As I was scrolling through my phone gallery, I stumbled upon the video which I recorded for myself as an admirer of his work and a memory. But after I asked my question, the curious question to him, it made me realize that it should not just contain with me, but should be shared with you all. Well, this is a Clubhouse conversation which took on July 13, 2021. This was put up by a club called Half Circle, and the title was called Open House with Mr. Rakshish Shetty. Mr. Rakshish Shetty is a prolific filmmaker, actor, writer, and a producer. Well, in short, he realized his passion and came full circle back and is a lover of film and filmmaking process. Films like Ulidavaru Kandante, Kirik Party, and Avanesh Srimath Narayana and Godi Banna Sadharanamai Kattu are some of his films which are loved. Well, the host, Mr. Jogi, Mr. Rajesh Shetty, Sachin, and many others from the team of Half Circle Club were kind enough to give me an opportunity to ask my curious question to Mr. Rakshish Shetty. And I am grateful for the Half Circle team to give me this opportunity. Also, my friend Dr. Rishika Rai, who happened to share that such an event is happening on Clubhouse. Well, next you will hear the live recorded audio by me where Mr. Rakshish Shetty answers my curious question.
Okay, ee prashne Dr. Aniket.
Namaste ellargu. Namaste Rakshish sir.
Namaste.
ಸರ್ ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ಯಾಟರ್ನ್ನ ಭಾಳ ವರ್ಷಗಳಿಂದ ಫಾಲೋ ಮಾಡ್ತೀನಿ. ಯೋಗಿ ಸರ್ ಬುಕ್ ಕೂಡ ನಾನು ಓದಿದ್ದೆ, ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಉಲ್ಲೇಖಿಸಿದ್ರಿ ನೀವು ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತ ಹಾಗೂ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಮೇಲೆ ಯೋಗ ಅದು ಆಮೇಲೆ ಮೈಥಾಲಜಿ, ನೀವು ಇದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಿಶ್ರಣವನ್ನು ಅರ್ಥಕೊಂಡು ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಇನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಲ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯೂರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಫಿಲ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ವೇ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟ್ರೂಲಿ ಇನ್ ಲವ್ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ಫಿಲ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೋರ್. ಸರ್, ನನ್ನ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಬಂದುಬಿಟ್ಟು, ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ರೆಫರೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಯು ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಹವ್ ಬಿನ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಶೇರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸೋಷಿಯಲ್ ಮೀಡಿಯಾ ಮೋರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮೂರು ಫೇವ್ರೇಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಅಥವಾ ನೀವು ಕರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಈ ಪುಣ್ಯಕೋಟಿಗೆ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾದಾಗ ಮೂರು ಬುಕ್ಸನ್ನು ರೆಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದು ಯಾವುದಂತ ನನಗೆ ಕೇಳೋಕ್ಕೆ ನಾನು ಕುತೂಹಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದ್ದೀನಿ ಸರ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.
I believe that the first mythology books nan odak shuru madidu andre normal mythology books andre normal mythology andre what we have already read what is there in the puranas adu aa version nan astu excite agala ivaga because I have read all that, I have finished all that but nanage bere perspective, for example the chariot of gods, you know, that explains the Greek mythology in a very different perspective and ade idralli ivaru mahasamparkada manuvar baridru. So that had a very different perspective and Parva odidde which was Mahabharata was written in a very realistic style and you know the Immortals of Melua series idiyala so that also excited me a lot because again you know alli you know puranadalli baruvanta facts gal puranagalalli baruvanta kelavond story galige link maadkondi ivare ond story baridru Shivan bagge. And the rest of the films which Amish wrote after that, but so that is about the mythology, but nange you know five books which actually formed my life, the way I started thinking in a certain way at a very young age I believe is a Paul anta ondu theosophical society ge belong aguvanta
it is called the astral body, the etheric body, the causal body, the mental body and the solar system anta aid bere bere book ide. When I read these five books I started in a way logically I started understanding a lot of things and I could connect everything and everything I had a doubt adu ellarigu en doubts itta nan life bagge agli athava pratiyond vishayadalli agli nange on complete clarity tara eno sigak shuru aitu when I read those five books so I started referring those five books to everyone you know you must read anta but that again was a very theosophical take on the spiritual thing which I believe in today for me spiritual is not you know devasthana hogi pooja madodu nan spirituality alla nanige spirituality is knowing my body how it is formed scientifically and what is my life purpose that is spirituality to me so and after that I wanted to read the Vedic takes on these concept of five bodies what A. Paul had explained in his book I wanted to get a the Vedic take on this so when I started reading about the panchabhutas you know that gave me even better clarity the seven chakras and how the not the panchabhutas itself the panchamaya kosha the five different bodies inside us so when I started more doing more research on that and the seven chakras linking to them now the whole world started making sense to me you know the science says that out of 4 billion pixels you are seeing only 14,000 pixels which means that 99% of the world which exists right now you are not even seeing it or you are not even sensing it because your brain has what do you say basically we are like you know the computer right we also have an operating system which is our mind we have a hard disk which is our brain you know however you connect it so ee perspective nodok hodaga you know now you know that you know 99% of the world you are not seeing so whatever you are seeing isthane believe madangilla innu jaasti ide alli it's just that you have to explore it am I going off topic
yeah beautiful sir illa sariyagide
not at all very good actually
okay
sari ide annamaya pranamaya
kosha
ha
very educated
so yeah so and idella yothin science adanna confirm maartta ide up to until certain level at least I mean our Vedic texts have told spoken even more about it until you know you reach nothingness you know everything has to come from nothingness something can only come from nothingness if you take out something and if you make it non existence that nothingness is still there so that's what our ancient texts have told and you know that's how the idea of Shiva and Shakti has formed they say that Shiva is nothingness and you know Shakti is everything which is which exists Shakti means energy and the science says that everything is energy today so everything which is in physical form is energy basically so that is explained to you know in our ancient texts a long time back and we have been ignoring it is what I think and if we and you know we are all in a way what programmed you know to ignore our ancient texts and if you are really a science student who really want to perceive science then spirituality is a higher science is what I believe and it is not about again going to temple and although temples are there is science behind why temples are formed also anyways that is a different topic but it is not about going to temple and you know doing puja it is about spirituality is about you know exploring yourself what is inside you so there is a documentary so there is one OTT platform called Gaia you know you should if you guys sometimes should visit it it's like OTT, it's like Netflix or Amazon but But obviously, this OTT platform doesn't have films. It has documentaries on science and spirituality. And again, when I say spirituality, I'm not talking about puja and all. I'm talking about meditation or the higher science. There is an American scientist, I forgot his name. He explains that how the universe outside us is infinite, like, you know, it extends till infinity. In terms of mass, in terms of everything. The same way, there is an the universe inside us also goes till infinity. That, you know, andre neevu northa hodre it goes to a quantum world also, you know. Basically, we are all we all are electrons popping out of quantum world and, you know, popping back inside it, coming from nothingness and going back to nothingness. But there is a memory system which holds back all of us in a shape of human beings. And this is evolution from single-celled organism to this trillion-celled organism. And this is what our ancient texts have always been telling. It's just that, you know, you have to connect it in a scientific way. So it's a beautiful science. And how do you, since we have ignored it for a long time, since we have programmed ourselves to ignore our ancient science for a long time, how do you get back attention to this? Cinema is a good medium, is what I believe. Storytelling is a good medium, is what I believe. Because if you can entertain people and give them a small, spark, ignite a small spark inside them that, you know, look this side, there is a lot of information which you can explore. If I can ignite that spark in everyone by telling a story, then probably that will be the most beautiful thing I can do in this lifetime. Because I have understood a lot of things which I think people, everyone should understand, because they will understand life in a much better way.
I guess you understand the reason why I wanted it to be out for everyone to hear this, and also to reach people with an understanding of the way Mr. Rakshit Shetty has retained the curiosity to understand the life. I read it in a book which said that curiosity leads to passion, passion leads to purpose. Well, clearly, being curious is one of the fundamentals of human life, and Mr. Rakshit Shetty clearly lays the curiosity of books he reads, films what he has done and he is doing, and also the life what he is living. Well, this is something which I want each one of you to carry in your life, that being curious is the fundamental of the life. You're listening to Your Health Podcast with Dr. Aniket Panabi. You can reach out to me on various social media platforms, and I would love to connect with you all. See you on the next episode.